folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Well, then let's begin.
I was so ready last time that we didn't even start recording yet, and I was ready.
I apparently wasn't ready to ask you if you're ready.
You weren't ready to click the button that says record.
Welcome to another...
Another brilliant, another spectacular, another groundbreaking episode of Pork Therapy.
That's Stephanie.
Very nice, Mike. And this is Mike.
Very nice, Stephanie.
When we do a mic check... We have to make sure that Mike is
really here in the room.
Really here in the room, and he's intact from head to toe. He's not in pieces all over the place.
Mic checks take like 40 minutes.
Nice. That's true. Every toe must be in every hair must be in its place.
Oh, okay, 50 minutes then.
Right. Anyway, that was a little bit weird. I didn't mean to sound like I was talking about like chopping you up or something. I feel like that was pretty strange. But anyway, we're just going to keep going on with the show as we always do. What are we talking about tonight?
This is
going
to be another listener feedback show, but it's a shorter one. We did an episode, I believe it was 72, about Am I Gay, called Am I Gay?
Right. And it was from a listener question who, the listener was confused about his sexual orientation. And
it was a great show, great question.
Yes, great
and,
question.
He
wrote a follow-up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We have slightly edited this, but
first, we should tell our listeners stuff first.
What stuff?
That,
listen up, listeners.
If they're interested, they can follow us on Twitter at twitter.porktherapy.com and get a tweet whenever we have a new episode. Or they can go to our Facebook page, facebook.porktherapy.com. That almost sounded like a Ridley Report.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I tried to make it in his style.
You can also go to our website at porktherapy.com and subscribe to our mail list, and we'll send you emails periodically.
Or you can subscribe to our female list.
That's right.
We prefer that one, actually. So, that's right. So, go to our website, porktherapy.com, and enjoy. All the stuff
There's
we have there is totally free, and it's just for you.
You stole that line.
Did I co-op that line from Free Talk
Live? Co-op it. You stole it. Now they don't even have it anymore. Ian's going to try and say it, and he won't be able to because you stole it.
I don't think he believes in intellectual property,
okay,
Mike.
Well, then we're good.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway. So... We're reading the follow-up response to the question, Am I Gay? So our gay question asker says, I can't thank you enough for your honest and empathetic response to my correspondence. Yay!
Thank you.
Did something right.
Yay.
Thank you for writing it. We're glad that we could help. Yeah. Okay, so then he goes on. I really should have noticed that I was answering my own question 5 or more times, but a part of me was desperately hoping that this feeling was some sort of temporary teenage hormonal thing. I am in denial. Yeah, well... You know,
still...
often people sort of answer their own questions, but it's so hard to know when you're coming from an internal perspective, and sometimes you just need a reality check from someone on the outside, you know?
Yep.
I need that a lot. Like, sometimes I think that I have an opinion about something, and then I want to ask someone else to make sure that, I don't know, to validate me or
to see if someone else has the same opinion?
Well, yeah. I mean, to see what everyone else thinks, because... This actually happened recently, but that's a total tangent. Anyway, we're going to go on with his email. So he was kind of in denial, but we set him gay. I mean, right. We didn't set him straight because he's gay, so we set him gay, right?
I didn't set him gay. Okay, go on.
Anyway, he goes on. So he says, hell, when I was listening to your response, I was quivering. Yeah, I mean, it can be like a huge deal, you know? You're realizing something about yourself that you didn't really know.
Right, and if you realize that, great, but keep in mind that I'm just telling you my opinion. I'm not saying how it is, and so don't, like, think, oh, well, they said it on a podcast, it must be true. Just make sure it's right for you, but that's what I think is true.
Yeah, but what do you think the chances that he's actually straight?
None, but just make sure that he thinks
okay.
it through. And
just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then he says, moreover, I wish that my question had been more clear because some details about my history were ambiguous. Well, you know, you could call us and talk about it on the phone.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to remain anonymous, so maybe that wouldn't have been a possibility. But if you're out there thinking about asking us a question and you want it to be totally clear, you should call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4 so we can ask you all the details.
Record your question and we'll put it on the air.
That's right.
He goes on to say, most devastating is the fact that my parents do know about my toys. My
and so by the toys, he
the straitjacket.
Yeah, he was into straitjacket
bondage.
My father. And we told him that his parents had no reason to ever know about this. And there
right.
was no reason to tell his parents. No.
I'm
kind of
surprised
even
that
go
they
there.
Do know about it by the rest of his letter. But he says, my father especially has told me that I should try normal sex first. And normal sex is in quotes.
Wow.
Telling them about my toys was such a disaster. That's another story, though. And if, blah. So,
okay,
normal
so
sex.
Normal sex, yeah. Normal sex is... There's something wrong with that statement. It's whatever is normal to you is normal, you know?
Yeah.
And as long as you're not hurting anyone and you're not doing things that are non-consensual or you're not forcing anyone to do something, that's what's normal, man, don't
that's
you think?
That's normal for you. Well, yes, that's... No, I don't think it's normal. I think it's healthy.
Healthy,
but
yeah.
It may
okay.
not be normal. So maybe to his dad,
you.
Normal sex is one man, one woman in a missionary position with the lights out. I don't know. I don't know what normal is. It's very vague. But...
Yeah, that's very vague. I mean, especially when you think about human sexuality and like the realm of possibilities that people, you know, people like to do all kinds of, you know, varied and strange things. And so it's really difficult to say what's normal because one, it's not that well studied. And two, it's such a wide range.
Yeah.
And so I don't think you can make a statement like that.
Like in our culture alone, normal for your dad and his friends is different than normal for your friends.
Yeah, exactly. And it's different for, you know.
And some of your friends, what they consider normal sex is going to be different from what some of your friends in the next year are going to think, judging by your change of lifestyle that's about to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I wouldn't pay any heed to that. Just recognize, you know, hopefully you have the self-confidence to say that your dad is wrong on this one.
Right.
And he should never have known about, you know, what you like to do.
Oh,
in
I
the
don't
first
know
place.
About that. Should never have known. I mean, there's no advantage to it. He obviously disagrees and whatever. There's no benefit to you for him knowing, but should never have known. Whatever.
Well, okay, Mike. Yeah. I just kind of agree with you, but I don't really see much of a point to telling your parents anything about your sex life, but whatever. Anyway, so but he said now his dad knows, and he said that kind of intolerant sounding thing. So you know, we just wanted to reiterate the point that you know there's no really such thing as normal sex.
Right.
It's just are you hurting anyone? No. Are you doing anything non consensual? No. Then you're good. Are you having a good time? Yes.
Yeah.
Then you're good.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Then he addresses when you mentioned unsafe practices, he addresses that.
Okay. So what I was mentioning in terms of unsafe practices was that this guy was writing to us that's saying that he likes to get tied up
and then be left alone.
And so I was worried that, you know, maybe there could be a possibility. What if something happens to him and he's all tied up somewhere alone and there's no one around? And what if he has a problem while he's tied up? So I was concerned about that. And then he says, I want to admit that regarding this, the dangers of practicing self-bondage alone, I want to admit that in retrospect, my actions were indeed slightly dangerous. However, they're not nearly as bad as some of the other stories that I've come across. Man, and
that's an excuse.
Well,
slightly dangerous. I agree from what, you know, he described. And that's fine. It's not as dangerous as something else, but you're still doing something dangerous.
Well, yeah.
Just be aware.
And we're not making, like... We just said that because we were concerned and we didn't want anything bad to happen to you. We're not like admonishing you for doing something dangerous, but you know, there are some people who, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of stories where, you know, two people are into bondage together and they're, one of them ties the other one up and gags them and leaves them alone or something. And the person who gets tied up dies. I mean, you never want to hear about something like that happening.
Yeah.
In a scenario where it's supposed to be fun and playful or whatever.
Right.
So just, you know, don't do that.
Then I was confused about when he got handcuffs, at what age, etc. So he says, also, please allow me to clarify the bondage timeline. When I was 9-ish, I became interested in magic, and with that came the non-sexual interest in being tied up.
Right.
All the toys came later in high school. Okay.
Okay,
so, that's
so we were kind of confused about that. Anyway, so... Okay, so then he says, but all this is just clarifying information. Regarding the meat and potatoes of your response, which basically we centered most of the show around encouraging him to come out of the closet. He says, I must say that coming out does seem to have many positive aspects to it, most notably that I can be put in all kinds of more, even more restrictive scenarios with a caring person who can make the experience exponentially more, quote, interesting, if you catch my drift. And
that
yes, that's true.
Definite benefit.
You can find a friend and you can play your heart out.
Mm-hmm.
And so then
this,
he says,
this is news to me.
Yes. Oh, so then he was talking about, one of his friends at college who he considers his best friend. And he said stuff like, well, I feel emotionally complete with this guy. And
right.
I really, you know, he basically really was interested in this friend
mm-hmm.
as a lot more than a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So then he says, I had, oh, and we were saying that, you know, maybe there's a possibility the friend is
also gay.
Yeah.
And also
interested. So, okay. So then his response goes on. I had also brought up the situation with my friend on our show. It is sort of complex. Based on his actions and my definition, he has demonstrated to me that he is passive aggressive.
Yuck,
right.
Anyway.
As such, I do not feel he will even tell me if he is perturbed by my homosexuality because it is characteristic of him to bottle up his emotions. Ooh.
So am I understanding this correctly? He told his friend that he's interested in him.
No, I think he means that he was summarizing, like, on our last podcast, the question asker had brought up and explained the situation with his friend.
Oh, so he's talking to his friend about this generic person on a podcast.
No. He's telling us, he's giving a summary to us on our podcast.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
He had brought
up
the situation with his friend, and then he wants to give some more clarification about that.
So he thinks his
friend
is passive-aggressive not to tell him if he is perturbed.
Bothered.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he says the friend bottles up his emotions. And then he says, unfortunately, he is in a relationship with an insane and immature girl who hates everything about me because I am her direct competition and she makes my life hell.
Now that's interesting. How can she know or he think that he is her direct competition unless everyone knows that he's in love with this guy?
Well, probably
direct competition for time. Maybe if
you're
a friend.
I was gonna say
I wouldn't call that direct competition.
What he means. It's time and attention. It's not romance and it's not sex. It's just attention, I think.
All right.
Okay, so he goes on, I know for a fact that despite being together for over 4 years, this is the question asker's friend and the friend's girlfriend.
The friend's insane and immature girlfriend.
They are not and have never been sexually active ever. Wow, okay. When I read that, wow, that just screams like
jealousy.
Do you not jealousy.
But like,
no. Well, go on, say what you're
no
gonna
you,
say.
No, you, because I can't think of the word. It's
that just screams, okay, this guy, the friend, has been with his girlfriend for 4 years and they've never been sexually active and they're like high school, college age.
Yeah, college.
This guy has gotta be gay.
There
I wasn't
thinking that, but
I mean,
it could be. That is a long time.
That is a
However,
long time
was
to be together and never have any kind of sexual contact. Well, he says they're never sexually active, and, well, what does that really mean, right? But if they're together for that long and they're not doing anything, something's up. I think this guy, combination with the guy, that the fact that the guy is kind of repressed and he's not telling, he holds in his feelings and he bottles up his emotions.
Possibly for the same reason you were.
Yeah, I think he's a closet case.
Yeah, could be. I went a different way with that sentence. I thought, how does our question asker know what sexual activity goes on in his friend's romance?
Yeah, maybe
life?
They must be talking about it.
Yeah, and so if he does know because they're that close, then he would also know. Then I guess his friend would be honest, right? Why would his friend lie and say, we've never had sex, but I'm still with her?
That's true, yeah.
If he
I mean,
knows,
that's kind of an embarrassing thing to some guys that are in that age, right?
Yeah,
they want to be a stud, yeah.
I wonder what that relationship's about. 4 years together and no sex when they're
an 18-year-old
boy? That's wow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's possible maybe. Well, he goes on to say, actually, he talks about this a little bit more. On the other hand, the friend has stated that he wants to spend the rest of his life with the girlfriend. And then our question asker says, ugh. They do make out on occasion, and the non-sexual attribute of their relationship is most likely based on religious ground as opposed to his sexuality.
That's,
so he's saying that the guy has been abstinent with his girlfriend because they're religious, which
sounds like an excuse to me. No, maybe not. Maybe he is truly religious and believes that's going to get him into heaven or something.
Man, I have a really hard time believing that. I think, you know, you'll find a lot of...
You know what? This friend knows...
People find ways to get around it. Yeah. And even if they think that there's some reason they actually can't have sex, they, you know, they, yeah. they find some way to, you know, rationalize what they do. Skirt around the, yeah. the so-called rule, you know. Anyway, so I don't know. I think what you're doing, question asker, here is building a pretty decent case, in my opinion, mm-hmm. that your friend is possibly a closet case. But that doesn't mean you should have a relationship with him, because if he's really that
passive aggressive,
if he's passive aggressive and he's in denial about the fact that he maybe is gay, then, you know, maybe he's not the best person to have a relationship with. Maybe yeah. he should get himself right before, you know, before you start to.
But first of all, the question asker doesn't know all of this, right? He says he knows what sexual activity happens in the other relationship, and he assumes he knows that his friend is passive aggressive, but isn't sure how he'd react.
Yeah.
So if the friend is exactly as you're describing him, and maybe you don't want a relationship with him, then it couldn't hurt to come out and ask and discuss it, because if he is all these things, you won't have the relationship with it. And if he isn't, then you do want to have the relationship with him.
Yeah, I don't think it ever would hurt to come out and yeah. say, you know, say what's on your mind. yeah. Okay, and so then, you know, the question asker builds this case that, you know, possibly his friend might be a closet case, but then he goes on to say in the next paragraph, my friend doesn't seem homosexual, but then again, no one, not even girls with the cute gaydar, can sense that I am gay. Therefore, it is not out of the realm of possibility that he is hiding it just as well as I am, yeah. considering that he hides his emotions all the time. And
like
yeah,
you said,
maybe
yep.
that's true. Then the question asker says, I shouldn't try and rationalize it, though. This would just be cognitive dissonance. Is that cognitive dissonance? Try to rationalize the fact that... Try to rationalize the friend's behavior?
Rationalization is only to cover up cognitive dissonance, right? You rationalize because you're coming up for excuses for things that you know are the opposite.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Okay, anyway.
So the fact of the matter is, I must accept that he is almost certainly heterosexual. I am perfectly okay with just being friends. If we leave college and never see each other again, I'll be happy so long as he is happy. I can only hope that he will accept me for who I am. Wow.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, we hope that he can accept you for who you are, too. I kind of wonder, like, you know, even though you've written a follow-up, like, we'd appreciate another follow-up.
Yeah.
What happens when you come out to your friend?
One thing I'm curious about
is, coming out?
Does this friend, who apparently is religious, pretty darn religious or serious about religion, does he have any other friends who are gay? Is he opposed to gay? Is he anti-gay?
That's a good question. Yeah, how does he treat other gay people?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder about that, too. Or how does he react to... Is he homophobic, basically?
Yeah.
I wonder about that, you know.
Right, or does he... Yeah.
Okay, so anyway. So then he finishes off the email saying, if you've ever looked at a picture of someone and had a heart palpitation, then you know exactly where I'm coming from. Thank you both for your insight.
You're welcome. Thanks
yeah.
for even writing back.
Oh, I feel for it. He really loves this guy.
Seems like it.
Yeah. This poor... Yeah. I mean... Okay. Question asker, I really want to hear a follow-up now. I'm, like, hooked on this story. I want to know what happens when you come out to your friend. I want to know if your friend is gay, but I'll have to, you know, leave it at that and wait for the answer. But, Mike, do you have any more advice for him? Or not... You don't give advice. You give opinion. But do you have any more opinion about what he should do?
No, I don't. I kind of think he should... No, he obviously...
Well, what about this girl? What about the girlfriend who is, like, making his life a living hell, as he says?
Oh, he's making his life a living hell. What is she doing? Is she, you know, stalking him? Is she slashing his tires? Is she
yeah,
stealing his money? No.
I kind of wonder about
that. Yeah. He doesn't like her, and vice versa, probably. And so life
yeah.
might be hell, but she's not making it hell.
Yeah.
I think maybe he is jealous just as she is. Like, competing for this guy's time and affection.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So, whatever. I don't know. I kind of think that it would be nice as a story if our question asker came out to his friend and said, I'm gay, and his friend either said, hey, no problem, let's still be friends, or I'm gay too, let's go be happy together.
Yeah. Let's be happy. happy and gay.
But other possibilities...
I like that.
are that the friend says, ew, I never want to talk to you again, and that could hurt. So it's risky. Yeah. I don't know. Although, you know, in my opinion, if that happened to me, I might be hurt. But if when I finally got over it a week, a month, yeah. a year later, I'd realize, you know, that's not a friend.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Just not a friend if they can't accept me for who I am, if they're that close-minded. So I'm glad they're out of my life now. That might be really hard to do, though.
Yeah, especially when it's his first kind of experience with like a relationship like that. But yeah, Mike, I totally agree with you. If this guy is a jerk to you when you come out to him, or if he's a jerk to you when you come on to him, then, you know, screw him. Like, you don't need him as a friend. You don't want someone who's that who's that much of a jerk that he's going to malign who you are, or be freaked out by something that you feel. Or,
yeah, all the traits that you like about him, you'll find in someone else who is also not a jerk. Assuming this guy is. So.
And who's out and
so I guess my opinion would be proceed with what would make you happy and risk the problems. You'll get over them.
I agree. Although, you know, he just realized that he answered his own question in our last episode and he's gay, so we should maybe give him a little bit of time.
Yeah, you can answer your own question whenever you want.
Exactly. So, anyway.
I think that covers it.
I think that's all I want to say. And
thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, we really appreciate your honesty and you're willing to like share this story with us. And like we said, follow-ups are totally welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
for all of you other people out there in question-asking land,
that's right. We're gonna try something different this time.
We are.
If you want to draw us a logo, you should email Mike at porktherapy.com.
Or Stephanie at porktherapy.com.
Yes.
We are looking for a logo for our podcast to replace our little Sally the Pirate and Stephanie picture.
if it even qualifies as a picture, because it's
We have an idea for what we want, which we said on the last episode. Yeah. But if you have any idea for a logo, draw it and send it to us. And if we like it, we'll use it, and we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, I debate even saying what we said our idea was, because I want to see what our listeners come up with. So, and notice this is the first on the show, you know, maybe our first like two episodes we didn't solicit dates for Mike, but I didn't say anything about it this time. I just said send us your logos, and you know what, if your logo is good enough, then Mike will go on a date with you.
Good enough. Can you make the grade?
Can you make the cut? That's exactly what we want to know.
All right. Thanks for listening. You can
find us on the web at porktherapy.com, porctherapy.com.
And from there, you can find us at Facebook and Twitter and join our mail list and listen to all our past episodes. Right. All our lists.
You can even call us. You know what? You can do so much stuff from the website. We have all these features and
there's so much
most
to
of them
do.
Work.
You can't possibly do it all. So go get started right now.
Right. Go get on it. Go to porktherapy.com. That's your homework. Ugh. I just gave them homework. No, I'm not a government.
We don't give advice
teacher.
And we don't give homework.
Yeah.
That's our suggestion.
No way. That's our suggestion. Well, we think you'll have a good time if you go to our website and enjoy our many episodes and comment on our blog and read other people's comments.
Yeah, you can comment on the episodes and even rate them real easy. You just click, oh, I like this one, or click, I didn't.
Yeah. I still think we should replace those little stars with porcupines. Well, we've been meaning to do that for like 6 months, but
that'd be awesome. And
you'll see
how highly
motivated and driven we are on Pork Therapy.
Or knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork Therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.